Now, the holy city of Qom is one which we've heard about quite a bit lately, and it's a center of knowledge that draws countless Iranians and foreigners to its center of learning. Many travel from all across the world to complete their calls to Islam, vowing and dedicating their lives to study, to be great guides for their fellow Muslims, to be more virtuous, forgiving, and pious. And per Jason's request, who has written us from Atlanta, Georgia, today we'll be taking a look at the lives of foreign seminary students who have come to Qom to expand their understanding of Islam. We hope you enjoy a glimpse into the lives of these very special individuals who have traveled far and wide in a pursuit of a higher calling.
A small city in the Middle East called Qom, a city 97 miles from Tehran, the capital of Iran, has become the center for teaching of Islam in the world. This is a place for raising awareness in theology, Gnosticism, philosophy, and principles of jurisprudence for all believers throughout the world. It's worth mentioning that Islam is one of the fastest growing religions in the world, and this would not have been possible but for the many scholars and enthusiasts that have devoted their lives throughout ages to learning and teaching of the religion. The students are not limited to a certain country or region, and there are few places in the world that are renowned for transferring the knowledge in a quality manner. For example, Al Mustafa International University in Qom at present has approximately 12,000 non-Iranian students. The students come from over 103 countries to study here. The students here first study elementary Arabic to understand Quran and Hadith, which are narrations from the words and deeds of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. This stage is called Muqaddamat, the introductory course, and it takes an average of 2 years, but unlike university courses, passing the courses in all three levels depends on the student's talents and the effort he or she puts into the course, and it may be completed in 6 months or less. The next step is called Sat, and here students study advanced Arabic and the introduction to Islam, Usul, to understand the elements of Islam, and introduction to fiqh, religious jurisprudence, to come to a correct understanding of Islamic decrees. It's after completing this stage that the students earn the right to wear a turban and official religious clothes. But before the official ceremony of Amam-e-Guzari, students must first learn how to make a turban from a simple piece of cloth, and this is a skill and art that cannot be mastered easily by all those who successfully complete the courses. In Amam-e-Guzari, the turbans are placed on the heads of the students by a prominent Ayatollah through a ceremony that marks their right to preach for Islam as an expert. Many students here earn the right to enter the last stage, called Kharij. The students, after completing this stage, learn to issue fatwas and become mujtahids, and can then become ayatollahs. The turbans come in two colors, black and white. Sayyids, males accepted to be the male descendants of the Islamic prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, wear the black turbans. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Sayyid Ahmad Hussaini, and I'm coming from Australia.
Can you tell us how you feel right now after graduation?
I feel I have to be more in the service of the people.
The traditions, ceremonies, methods of study, and the devotion differentiate completing the seminary school and graduating from university. Arash Khalat Barry reporting for Iran.